South Africa's youth to show more respect for others. Ramaphosa addressed residents of Langa in Cape Town last night. He's campaigning for his party, the ANC, in the Western Cape ahead of the elections. Ramaphosa admonished young people for making noise while others were airing their concerns to him. Moody's Investor Services has warned that a coalition government may not be good for South Africa. According to Moody's, the country will struggle to make progress to resolve its challenges if its government or if it is governed through a coalition. Analysts and election polls predict that a coalition government may rule the country after elections this month. This due to the expected decrease in support for the ANC. Meanwhile, COSATU has criticized the decision to deny the South African Post Office emergency funding. This follows the decision by the Commission for the CCMA to reject SAPO's application for funding. COSATU says the decision to reject the application is flawed. Emergency funding aimed to stop planned retrenchments at SAPO. In its ruling, the CCMA said emergency funding would be a temporary solution and there is no guarantee of job security in the future. The KwaZulu-Natal High Court in Pietermaritzburg has criticized the provincial MEC for cooperative governance and traditional affairs for failing to hold by-elections. The court slapped Bongiwe Sithole Moloi with a cost order for failing to hold 6 by-elections. The MEC admitted her failure to hold the elections and told the court this was due to administrative challenges. The court granted Sithole Moloi's request for the 6 by-elections to be held in June. Limpopo police are searching for a man from Burgers Fort after the death of his girlfriend. Police estimate that the woman died between Saturday and Wednesday. Police were called to the scene after community members noticed a bad smell coming from the victim's house. The officers found the victim with wounds and wrapped in blankets. A police spokesperson says the victim and the suspect were in a relationship. Moving to international news, authorities in the United Kingdom have started the process of deporting asylum seekers to Rwanda. The UK aims to deport 5,700 people to Rwanda this year. The agreement between the UK and Rwanda has faced opposition in the UK and internationally. Officials have raided homes and taken asylum seekers into custody. The UK says it expects to conduct more raids in the coming weeks. Moving to sports news, the Blitzboka will launch their Singapore Sevens campaign this morning with a meeting against Spain at 8 o'clock. The South Africans are still trying to get their season back on track after underperforming this year. Coach Philip Snyman believes they will get back on track sooner rather than later. Financials. Gold was selling at $2,301.57 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent crude will cost $83.92. A US dollar, R18.54. The British pound, R23.27. And the euro, R19.90. The price for a Bitcoin, $59,785.80. And that's all for this bulletin. Your next news update at 8 o'clock. Moving on now, having a look to see what's happening weather-wise in the province. And this information supplied by the SA Weather Service. And we start with severe weather alerts. There are no impact-based warnings, but there are fire dangers. Extremely high fire danger conditions expected in places over Saro Batman in Tuba Yetemba and Raymond Mhlaba. There are no advisories at this stage. Looking at the western half of the Eastern Cape for the rest of today, fine, windy and hot to very hot. The coastal wind light northerly to northeasterly. The eastern half of the Eastern Cape, fine and warm to hot. The coastal wind light to moderate northeasterly. Travelling, Kobeho today, the weather's fine, the wind light northeasterly but northerly at times, temperatures 14.33. East London, the weather's fine, the wind light to moderate northeasterly, temperatures 18.31. Around the province, Bishu 16.36, Kerikha 13.38, Port St John's 18.28, Craddock 13.32, Crafraenet 12.34, Kumani 9.30, Mtata 13.32, Makunda 13.35, and Plettenberg Bay 15.29. Recapping East London, the weather's going to be fine. The temperature 18, going up to 31 degrees. That's news and weather. We'll take another look at news tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Audio streaming wherever you are. Wild Coast Radio.